You are listening to Talking Pictures. With the multifaceted film historian, lead film festival writer for Influx Magazine, multi-award-winning producer of feature films and shorts, your host, Mr. Paul Booth.
Hello, welcome to Talking Pictures 2015 Oscar Recap. Thank you all for joining us. I'm going to go through a number of categories here and just share my opinions and thoughts of where I thought maybe there should have been a different winner or some surprising wins, some areas where I think there was some snubs when the nominations even started. Again, we all know this is to just celebrate the art and appreciate the art. This does not actually make Birdman the best movie ever made this year. It does not mean that there's no greater actor than Michael Keaton because he was nominated. It's simply a way of honoring and cherishing some of the great work. I want to start off with the cinematography category. This one was kind of frustrating for me because I'm one who likes epic cinematography as much as the next guy, but I've become more of a fan of shots that don't draw attention to themselves. And as Birdman was seamless, Birdman, let me say, was fantastic cinematography. But for those of you that do not or have not crewed a movie, and this is to respect crew, that Oscar really kind of should go to the Steadicam operator. As much as the lighting was the DP, what we all loved about Birdman and what blew us away and what made us think, wow, what are we seeing, was the camera operation. And when I was at the SC Awards, he mentioned his Steadicam operator. So the cinematographer was obviously not doing all the operating. Some cinematographers do. Now, anything I'm going to say today, I have all due respect for every nominee, for every category, for the Academy, for the film. I know people that worked on some of the nominations. I know people that will listen to this worked on some of the nominations or have friends that did. So, again, this is not me bashing anything. That's the great thing about movies. None of us have the answer. But in cinematography, I really felt it should have went to Unbroken. Roger Deakins and, of course, Angelina Jolie, who was overlooked in the Best Director category, Wes Anderson completely took that nomination and, in my opinion, did not deserve it. Grand Budapest Hotel was made last year, was held off because the Oscar competition started to become too much with Nebraska, Dallas Buyers Club, 12 Years a Slave, Wolf of Wall Street, to where Grand Budapest Hotel, to tell you the truth, wouldn't even have had one nomination, let alone I think it had five or six, and it won two or three. So to me, it was really last year's film. So it was not something that, anyways, all due respect to Mr. Yeoman. I met him, very nice guy. Again, I love Wes Anderson, love The Royal Tenenbaums, Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou. I have the utmost respect for anyone I'm speaking of. But the recreation of some of the World War II scenes, after I saw a World War II documentary the other night, The War by Ken Burns, it's on Netflix. Again, it's called The War. Some of the things that Deakins and Angelina Jolie recreated are greater than a four-hour single shot of me walking to Los Angeles that seems like we never cut the camera. And I feel like Birdman called attention to itself, and I feel like great cinematography doesn't. It was superb cinematography. I've been taking slack and guff, and I actually like Birdman. I wanted to see Michael Keaton win. I hadn't even heard of the actor who won until they opened the envelope. I wanted Edward Norton to win. As much as I love J.K. Simmons, and I'm glad he has an Oscar now. So I am with Birdman, but to me it was not the best picture, and it was not the best cinematography work. Roger Deakins, 12 nominations. It's like, come on, when are we going to give this guy an Oscar? Give me a break. As far as the best picture goes, I did not see The Theory of Everything or Selma. So I will admit I am not the expert on every nominee. I saw 6 of 8, so I feel I can give a 75% to 80% educated opinion here. I knew American Sniper was too controversial, as much as they've honored Oscar war movies in the past, like Platoon, and of course The Hurt Locker. But American Sniper, I think, was just a little bit too much, but it was good to see Bradley Cooper being nominated as a producer. He now joins an elite set of actors who have been nominated as producer that include, Michael Douglas, George Clooney, and Brad Pitt have won one as producer, and Ben Affleck, but it puts him along with Kevin Costner and Mel Gibson. Burt Lancaster had a production company that made the 1955 Best Picture winner, although he's not credited as a producer. Imitation Game was great. It was Best Picture nominee material. Boyhood was what I thought should have won Best Picture. I think people are just truly not understanding this film. I think we're so used to a movie having to be complicated that we've forgotten what simplicity is. Next on my list is Whiplash and Selma. I really want to see these films. And again, Grand Budapest Hotel, another Oscar nomination there for Wes Anderson that should not have, he should not have been a triple nominee, double nominee, whatever. And no disrespect to him, but what Angelina Jolie did with Unbroken and World War II was just phenomenal. I highly suggest you go back. And the same thing with Selma. I was so happy to see that it won the Best Song Oscar. We cannot forget our history as we move into this consumption era and just are forgetting about old films. We cannot forget our regular history. The supporting actress category made me smile the most with Patricia Arquette winning. She is more than just the junkie's girlfriend in Pulp Fiction. She has so many wonderful roles, and it was just one of those times where I just wanted to see actors who had been long overlooked, even for nominations. So I was so happy to see her and J.K. Simmons win. Emma Stone was great in Birdman. Keira Knightley was great in The Imitation Game. Meryl Streep was a really scary witch in Into the Woods. I think it was her 22nd or 23rd nomination. You might want to Google that or look it up specifically. I know her and Woody Allen are both in the 20-plus nomination category. Actress in a leading role, Julianne Moore. I have not seen it, but I can tell you I know that she deserved it because Julianne Moore, to me, is amazing since she really burst on the scene with Boogie Nights. She has a great movie that so few people talk about. I even forget to talk about it as much as I should, called The Forgotten. Really creepy movie, but she was just superb. I just love, and especially in Magnolia, she just brings a wonderful humanity to her work. Next, we're going to jump into the supporting role after Oscars, which, of course, like I said, J.K. Simmons, I'm glad he won. But what great company to be in. Robert Duvall for The Judge, Ethan Hawke for Boyhood, Edward Norton for Birdman, and Mark Ruffalo in Foxcatcher. I will admit, Whiplash and Foxcatcher, I just got busy and did not get a chance to see, and I wish I had. And I will be seeing it as soon as I can. But Robert Duvall, I watched, and I thought, in 2 seconds, I thought, this is an Oscar-nominated performance. As much as people overlooked The Judge, as much as I haven't had one person tell me to watch The Judge, but it was a great movie, great performance by Robert Downey Jr. And then, of course, Ethan Hawke in Boyhood was kind of a given. His commitment as an actor and a person to stick with a role for 12 years. And I want to cut off that fallacy. It is not Boyhood. It is more than just that it took 12 years. It is a film that I think people are just not getting. And I think what we are all, it reminds me of the way someone can't listen to music unless it's on vinyl. I think we are all just being so inundated with content that has to be, oh my gosh, look at me, I walked in the room, instead of just saying, oh, well, look, I walked in the room, that we're just confused. We don't even know anymore what to like, dislike. We find ourselves not understanding a movie that's about life, and thinking that we understand a movie that's about a guy going crazy in the theater when 90% of us have never even been in the theater or been a movie star or been to New York City or been through a divorce or any of those things that Michael Keaton did, yet we somehow relate to that more than something that's just life and people. So it's really interesting to me. Lead actor category, I feel so bad saying it. I had not heard of this actor until they opened the envelope. The great thing about film is you never know enough and you can never learn enough. So I take no shame in saying that I hadn't heard of Eddie Redmayne until he won. Every day you discover a new actor, actress, cinematographer, editor, film. So it was great to me to think, wow, I hadn't seen the winner. I had seen Birdman and Imitation Game and American Sniper, so I knew the gist of what the Academy was looking at in terms of nominations. Bradley Cooper, I thought, was amazing. But then again, I do work with veterans, so I knew how, no pun intended, how dead-on accurate he was with his choices and his precision and showing what a veteran is. It was kind of a hard movie to watch if you know veterans. But of course, that movie took so much slack, had so much hype against it that I knew it wasn't going to win. Michael Keaton was the front runner, which I love Michael Keaton. I love Jackie Brown. I love his small cameo in Out of Sight. I love going back to Mr. Mom and his films with Ron Howard, Gung Ho and The Paper, and even a really old film. I'm pretty sure it's the first, Michael Keaton's first film, Night Shift, which is a Ron Howard movie that I think was Ron Howard's second movie after he made Grand Theft Auto with Roger Corman. But it was his second movie after Splash. Night Shift, Henry Winkler, Michael Keaton, you have this crazy madman character, and you keep wondering, who is this? And it turns out years later, that guy we were watching at the time was Michael Keaton. So I'm the first one to say if there's anyone who is beyond overlooked for Oscar nominations or should have one on his shelf is Michael Keaton. So I was a little disappointed that he didn't win for Birdman, as well as Edward Norton, although I love J.K. Simmons. And I would have loved to have seen someone like Steve Carell win an Oscar because we think of him as the 40-year-old virgin and we place him in those comedy roles like Anchorman and Anchorman 2. And I can't wait to see Foxcatcher. It does frustrate me. The people that know me, as a film lover, I get very frustrated when I have not seen a movie. So to know that I didn't see Foxcatcher or The Theory of Everything is just really a bummer to me. There was so many other great, I knew Wes Anderson was going to win things like costume design and I believe they won art direction. Film editing is where I'm most interested to see Whiplash because American Sniper was wild with its editing and its sound editing, which it won for sound editing. I knew it would win over Birdman and Unbroken and Interstellar. The sound editing was amazing. The explosions, the bullets, the music, the amount of tracks that were used in the sound. Hands down, when they said sound editing, I looked at who I was watching the Oscars with and said, this is going to win sound editing. But film editing, I cannot wait to see Whiplash because American Sniper, Boyhood, Imitation Game were all very well edited. Grand Budapest Hotel, I think, again, we just kind of got caught up in that quirkiness of Wes Anderson's films. I'm not sure that it was worth an editing nomination. Again, I'm not bashing anybody that's a part of it or any of the films. I certainly couldn't make a film that would have an editing nomination, so more power to it. But I want to get out and see Whiplash, so thank you so much for joining me for this mini Oscar discussion. And we want to thank you, as always, for tuning in. Please share this with your friends if you want to give them a little taste of Talking Pictures and what we're about. So that's why I cut a little bit of a shorter episode for you. And as always, like I end the show, make sure and watch some good movies. And if there's any of these movies you haven't seen, check them out. Tell your friends to. Or if there's ones you've seen, revisit them when they come to DVD. We can always learn more about movies. That is the greatest thing about cinema. We will never know it all. With that, I say aloha and have a great day.
The name Talking Pictures was created by Alexa Foreman, web design by Josh Lang, written by Paul Booth and Rob Sterrett, produced by Rob Sterrett and Jim McNulty, executive producers Carolyn Booth and Paul Booth, audio production by Dustin Lucas.